Have you ever woken up from a dream feeling like someone was trying to tell you something important, but you had no idea what it meant? Maybe you dreamed about flying through your childhood home or found yourself having a conversation with your grandparent who passed away years ago, and you woke up thinking, what the heck was that all about? Or maybe you've had those dreams where you just know a deceased loved one was visiting you, but then you second guess yourself and wonder if it was really them or just wishful thinking. Perhaps you've even had dreams that felt so real, so freaking vivid, that they stayed with you for days afterward, like they were trying to show you something you needed to see. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of dream interpretation, and I promise you, by the end of this episode, you're going to look at your dreams in a completely different way. Hey friend, welcome back to The Media Matters, the coven for the curious. I'm your host Chantel, and today I am so excited to talk dream interpretation with you because, listen, dreams have been such a powerful part of my spiritual journey. For years, I had these recurring dreams where I felt completely powerless against unseen entities that just seemed so freaking determined to scare the bejesus out of me. I mean, I would wake up feeling drained and scared, like something was actually tormenting me in my sleep. But what I learned through working with dreams and with my amazing friend and mentor, Sophie, completely transformed not just my dream life, but my entire relationship with the spiritual realm. It taught me how to reclaim my power, set boundaries, and actually receive the guidance that my dreams were trying to offer me. So with all that said, grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's explore how your dreams might be trying to guide and protect you in ways you never imagined. So let's start with the basics. What are dreams really? Now, I know science tells us that dreams are just our brain processing information from the day, filing away memories, blah, blah, blah. And listen, while that's probably part of it, I believe dreams are so much more than that. No offense, science. To me, dreams are messages. They're communications from our subconscious mind, from our higher self, and yes, sometimes from the spirit realm. Think of them as a direct hotline to parts of ourselves and the universe that we can't always access when we're awake and our logical mind is running the show. You know what's interesting about that? Our logical mind is amazing for everyday tasks, but it's terrible at understanding the language of dreams. Dreams speak in symbols, they speak in emotions and experiences instead of in neat little logical sentences. It's like trying to understand poetry when you're used to reading instruction manuals, you know? For me, I used to dismiss my dreams as just weird brain stuff, like random images thrown together that didn't really mean anything. But once I started paying attention, I realized there were patterns, baby. The same freaking symbols kept showing up for me. The same feelings, the same messages over and over, just getting louder each time until I finally listened. There are different types of dreams too. Some dreams are just processing dreams, your mind working through the stress of the day or sorting through emotions. But then there are spiritual dreams, prophetic dreams, and what I call visitation dreams, where loved ones who've crossed over actually come to visit us. Learning to tell the difference is part of that journey, and honestly, it gets easier with practice, trust me. Now, speaking of practice, for the longest time, I had these recurring nightmares where I just knew there were ghosts or other unseen entities all around me. Things would move around me on their own, my hair would get pulled. It was this whole super creepy situation. In these dreams, oh my gosh, I felt so helpless. These things would taunt me, try to scare me, and I seriously had no idea how to protect myself or make them stop. These are the kind of dreams where you are praying, you are trying to yell, you're trying to say something, and nothing is coming out. Your throat has never been more like the Sahara Desert. Literally nothing coming out, not even a squeak. I would wake up feeling exhausted, like I had been in an actual battle all night, that kind of exhausted. And the worst part really was just feeling so powerless, like I was at the mercy of whatever wanted to mess with me in my sleep, and I had no recourse. This seriously went on for years until I started working with my friend and mentor, Sophie. She's the one who taught me that even in my dreams, we have power. We can set boundaries to protect ourselves and to take control of our experiences. She, along with my spiritual practice, really taught me simple protection techniques that I could use before sleep, like visualizing white light around myself and stating clearly that only loving energies were welcome in my dreams if and only if I wanted to welcome them in. There is a very big difference there. Sophie and my spiritual journey really also helped me to understand that these entities showing up in my dreams were often reflecting my own fears and insecurities, places where I felt powerless in my waking life. Really, I would say the turning point came when I finally stood up for myself in a dream. So instead of running or feeling scared or trying to pray and nothing's coming out, I took a beat to sort through my weapons, kind of like a video game, right? You like hit that little button and it's like, oh, this is everything in your inventory. So in my dream, I kind of remember doing that, and I quickly realized that I could use some of the techniques that Sophie had taught me and also some of the things I had learned in my own journey. And you know what? It worked. It freaking worked. Whatever or whoever was there taunting me and trying to scare me just stopped. It disappeared, and there I was alone, breathing heavy and feeling like a freaking superhero. That experience taught me that dreams aren't just things that happen to us. We can actually participate in them. We can learn, we can grow, and we can heal through our dream experiences. And what's really amazing is that as I became more empowered in my dreams, I started feeling more empowered in my waking life too. This whole experience showed me that dreams aren't just random scenes playing out while we sleep. They're actually showing us where we need to grow, what we need to heal, and what we need to pay attention to in our lives. So if dreams are messages, how do we actually decode them? Well, it all starts with writing them down. And I cannot stress this enough. Dream journaling is absolutely essential if you want to understand your dreams. Here's the thing about dreams. They're like the morning mist. If you are anything like me, then the moment you start moving, the moment you start thinking about your to-do list, you check your phone, you wrangle your puppies and get them outside for a little morning potty break, those dreams, they just start evaporating. And while you might remember bits and pieces, a lot of the detail gets lost. And those details are often where the real messages hide. I learned this the hard way. I used to think, oh my gosh, that dream was so vivid. I will definitely remember it. And then give me an hour, heck, give me like 10 minutes. And I could barely remember that it even had a dream at all. Can you relate? I mean, seriously. So one of the things I learned is to journal immediately when waking up. Now, I'm talking before even getting out of the bed. Keep a notebook and a pen right on your nightstand, or heck, just use your phone if that's easier. But the moment you open your eyes, start writing or recording. Sometimes I do this as a voice memo on my phone because things are so super crystal clear in my mind that I don't want to risk losing any of it by taking time to write it down. So here is a tip. Don't just write down what happened in the dream. That's important, but it's not everything. You want to capture the feelings. You want the colors, the symbols, the overall energy of the dream. How did you feel when you woke up? What emotions were the strongest in the dream? Even if you think you'll remember that crazy dream where, let's say, you were flying through your old school and carrying a basket of purple kittens, trust me, write it down, because your 2 p.m. self is going to thank your 6 a.m. self. If you don't already know, I actually created a printable dream journal template that makes this so much easier. It has specific sections where you can write your dream story, but also where you can write symbols and feelings and colors and anything you want to write. It's really designed to help you capture not just what happened, but the energy and the message of the dream. I will make sure that it is linked in the show notes so you can download it and start using it right away. Now, all of that said, don't worry if your first few entries feel scattered or if you're not remembering full dreams right away. Some people remember entire dream novels. Others just get fragments or feelings. All of it, and I do mean all of it, is super valuable. And know this, the more you practice, the more you'll remember and the clearer these messages are going to become. Now, once you start journaling, you're going to notice certain symbols keep showing up in your dreams. And this is where things start to get really interesting because symbols are the primary language that dreams use to communicate with us. But here's something really important to understand. Dream symbols are deeply personal. Yes, there are heaps and heaps of universal symbols, and they tend to mean similar things for most people. But your personal associations are always more important than any dream dictionary you might find on the Google. For example, water often represents emotions or the subconscious mind for most people. However, my dear friend, if you're terrified of water or swimming because you nearly drowned at some point in your life, water in your dreams might represent fear or feeling overwhelmed instead of just general emotions. Your personal history and associations always take priority. This is why I think building your own symbol dictionary is so valuable. As you journal your dreams over time, you're going to start to notice patterns. Maybe every time you dream about your childhood dog, something good happens in your life the next day. Or maybe those driving dreams always come when you're feeling like you need more control over a situation. Here's something I get asked a lot. What does it mean when I dream about snakes? I don't know why snakes come up for everybody, but they do. Now, I will say, while there are common interpretations for these symbols, the most important question is, what do snakes mean to you? What feelings come up when you think about snakes? Are you scared of them? Do you find them fascinating? Do they remind you of someone in your waking life? The same dream symbol can mean something completely different for different people, or even different things for the same person at different times in their life. Hopefully that makes sense. But it really is like a personal code that your subconscious creates just for you. My suggestion is to start simple. So when you're journaling, write down the main symbols from your dream and then write down the first feeling or association that comes to mind for each one of those. Do not overthink it. Often our first instinct is the most accurate. Now, I mentioned earlier that I've dreamed of loved ones who've crossed over, and I truly believe these were visitations rather than just regular dreams. Visitation dreams have a very different quality than just regular dreams. For me, anyway. I think they tend to feel more real and more vivid. The person who's visiting often appears healthy and at peace, regardless of how they crossed over. There's usually a sense of love and comfort that comes with these dreams, and they often leave me feeling like I've actually spent time with this person. Here's how you can usually tell if you've had a visitation dream. The person appears as their best self. There's often an important message or just a sense of love and connection. The other thing could be that you wake up feeling comforted instead of sad. Now, that's not to say you don't become sad afterward, because if you're like me, there's that moment of realization where you go from the feeling of the dream to the realization of, oh my gosh, I'm awake and they're not here. So two very different things. Also, regular dreams about deceased loved ones might involve them in strange situations. They might seem off somehow, where visitation dreams feel sacred and real. If you've had these kinds of dreams, listen. Trust your intuition. If it felt real and brought you peace and comfort, it probably was a real connection. Our loved ones don't stop loving us just because they've crossed over, and dreams are one of the easiest ways for them to reach us. But listen, do not worry if you haven't had visitation dreams yet. We all receive spiritual communication in very different ways, so fear not. Just be on the lookout for yours. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever realized you were dreaming while you were still in the dream? That, my beautiful friend, is called lucid dreaming, and it opens up incredible possibilities for spiritual work and personal growth. When you become aware that you're dreaming, you can actually participate in and even direct your dream experience. Tell me that is not freaking cool. For instance, you can ask questions, you can explore symbolic landscapes, you can face your fears in a safe space, or even ask for guidance from your spirit guides. Now, I know this might sound a little advanced if you're just starting out, but I want to mention it because it is such a powerful tool once you get comfortable with basic dream work. Plus, it ties back to what I shared about my experience with those entities. Learning to become lucid in my dreams is, I really think, what allowed me to take my power back. So here's a simple way to start developing lucid dreaming abilities. Throughout your day, ask yourself, am I dreaming right now? Look at your hands, check a clock, read some text. In dreams, these things can often appear distorted or they can keep changing. So make this a habit during your waking hours, and eventually you'll find that you'll start to be able to do this in your dreams too. When you do realize you're dreaming, start small. Do not try to completely take over the dream right away. Maybe just try to look at your hands or ask the dream to show you something you need to see. Just remember to stay calm, because once you get excited, you have a tendency of waking up and then there goes the whole experience. I do want to mention that if you're going to explore lucid dreaming, it is important to set spiritual protections first, just like with any other spiritual practice. Listen, protection first, always, always, always. Before sleep, you can visualize white light around yourself and set the intention that only loving energies are welcome in your dreams. And that is only if you want them to come into your dreams. Remember, if you have all the say here. Okay, so we're making moves and we're covering ground. Let's talk about actually putting this into practice. I want to walk you through the dream journal method that I use, which is what that printable template I mentioned is based on. So when you wake up from a dream, the first thing you'll do is write down the basic story. What happened, where you were, who was there. Then, and this is the key part, focus on four specific areas. So first, write down any symbols that stood out to you. These might be objects, animals, people, or even actions. Do not worry about interpreting them just yet. Just note what was prominent in the dream, and then let's move on. Next up, capture the emotions and the feelings. How did you feel during the dream? How did you feel when you woke up? Sometimes the feeling of a dream is more important than the actual events within that dream. Third, make note of any significant colors. So colors carry their own energy and meanings in a dream. Was everything in black and white? Was there a particular color that seemed to glow or stand out? Lastly, write down any immediate insights or aha moments that you had. Sometimes we just know what a dream means the moment we wake up. Don't dismiss these intuitive hits. They're often the most accurate interpretations. Now, before you get started, let me give you my biggest tip, and that is, don't worry about getting it right or making it perfect. Seriously, that does not exist. Right and perfect, they don't mean anything here. Dream work is a practice. Some nights, you're going to remember epic movie-length dreams with all kinds of complex plots. Other nights, you might remember a feeling or a single image. All of it, and I do mean all of it, is super valuable. The magic really happens when you start to see patterns over time. You're going to start to notice your personal dream symbols, understand what different emotions in dreams might be telling you, and you might even start to recognize when your dreams are offering guidance about your waking life. I really encourage you to start right away because, you know, no time like the present. Download the template from the show notes, put it by your bed with a pen, and tomorrow morning, just start. Even if you only remember a tiny fragment, write it down. And if you don't remember anything at all, just write down how you're feeling in that moment, because that's important too, and it can tell you a lot. You are seriously training your subconscious to know that you are paying attention. And trust me when I tell you, it will start giving you more to work with. You know what I love about dream work? It's this amazing reminder that we're so much more than just our waking consciousness. We have this rich, symbolic, really deeply wise part of ourselves that is constantly trying to guide us, heal us, and show us what we need to see. Let me hit the main points again for our friends all the way in the back, because I just love dreams. I love it so much. Dream interpretation, I can't get enough. Dreams, my friend, are messages from our subconscious and the spirit realm. Journaling as soon as you wake up is essential for remembering and especially understanding these messages. Symbols are personal, so trust your own associations over generic dream dictionaries. Visitation dreams from loved ones who have crossed over? Very real, very beautiful. Your dreams are uniquely yours. Trust yourself as you begin this journey. There is no right or wrong way to interpret a dream, only what resonates with your heart and your intuition. I've put together a companion blog post that goes even deeper into everything we talked about today, including more specific tips for symbol interpretation and some common dream scenarios and what they might mean. You will find the link in the show notes along with the free printable dream journal template, all of that just for you, my beautiful friend. I cannot wait to hear what insights start flowing for you once you start paying attention to these nightly messages. Your dreams have been waiting for you to listen, and now you have the tools to finally hear what they're trying to say. Friend, thank you so, so much for spending your beautiful time with me today. I really hope that you enjoyed learning about dream interpretations as much as I enjoyed sharing this with you. Here's hoping you make time to connect with your beautiful dream world and reap those incredible rewards. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters reminding you to be the magic. See you next time.